USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An even dozen. That's how many suspected explosive devices authorities say they've recovered after they've been addressed to some high-profile Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest suspicious package addressed to former National Intelligence Chief James Clapper and sent to CNN Studios in New York City. Earlier, a package was intercepted at a Florida mail facility before it reached New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. It was found at the same mailing center where several others ended up or passed through earlier this week. The first nor'easter of the season is heading for the northeast coast today. Forecasters say the energy and moisture from what was Hurricane Willa will bring heavy rain and strong winds, with the worst of it from Virginia as far north as Maine. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Hundreds of U.S. troops are soon to head to the U.S.-Mexican border, according to Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen. She says those troops will guard against the entry of a slow-moving migrant caravan that's currently traveling north through Mexico.
We do not have any intention right now to shoot at people. They will be apprehended, however.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The nation's economy growing faster than expected in the third quarter, as the Commerce Department reports this morning. The first estimate for third quarter growth shows the GDP growing by 3.5%, slightly better than the 3.3% analysts had forecast. However, it is a slower growth rate than this year's second quarter, when the economy expanded by 4.2%. First quarter GDP growth was 2.2%. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two South Carolina deputies are out of work after their van flipped over during Hurricane Florence, killing two patients inside. Officials say the firings come after an investigation determined that the Horry County officers decided they would drive the vehicle transporting those two women through a floodwater barricade. A new report says 18 volcanoes in the U.S. are classified as very high threats. The report by the U.S. Geological Survey says the U.S. has over 160 active volcanoes, 18 considered a high threat because of what's happening inside them and their proximity to population centers. President Trump spoke in the East Room of the White House yesterday during a ceremony to mark 35 years since a deadly 1983 bombing of a Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon.
We're gathered together on this solemn occasion to fulfill our most reverent and sacred duty. 35 years ago, 241 American service members were murdered in the terrorist attack our Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon. It was a very sad period of time.
At the time, the bombing was the deadliest attack against U.S. Marines since the World War II Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.